Hi. In this video, I'm going to talk about some of the differences between American English and British English. So let's get started. Recently in the news, I read about a terrorist attack in Bangladesh, and it made me really mad to read about that. As an American, that means I'm angry. Now, in Britain, the word mad generally means crazy, right? So a mad person, a mad guy, is someone who's kind of crazy, whereas mad in American English means angry. Now, in American English, you can also say pissed. I'm pissed, meaning I'm really angry. I'm pissed about that terrorist attack. What a terrible thing. It really pisses me off. But pissed in British English means drunk, someone who has had too much alcohol. They're pissed, right? All the soccer fans are pissed in the street, and they're very angry that their team lost the match. To an American, they're pissed, right? They're pissed. They're angry. In Britain, drunk. Now, sometimes when you're drunk, you get hungry. And if you stop at a late night diner, you can order some French fries. If you're in America, but in Britain, you would order chips, right? But in American English, chips has a different meaning. It means potato chips. Whereas British people call potato chips crisps. And crisps has no real meaning in American English. Now, that's not the only food that has a difference. Another is something children love to eat in the summertime. In America, it's called a popsicle. And this is some kind of frozen, sweet, juicy type of summer treat that you have to eat quickly, otherwise it will melt. That's a popsicle. In Britain, that's called a lolly. But when Americans hear the word lolly, they often think of lollipop, which is actually a piece of very hard candy on a stick. Also, children love to eat that. Now, whether you're eating a popsicle or a lollipop or a lolly, when you're finished, you'll want to throw that stick into the trash can if you're in the United States. But if you're in Britain, you'll throw it in the bin. Now, there's no such thing as a bin in American English. It doesn't have much of a meaning. But you'll find a trash can in an American apartment, usually next to a desk or in the kitchen. And in an apartment. But in Britain, that apartment would be called a flat. Now, in American English, a flat is generally used to describe a flat tire on a car or a bicycle that gets punctured. Oh, I have a flat. Whereas in British English, a flat will mean very often an apartment that you live in. Now, maybe next to the desk, you have many things on your desk, and one of them is an eraser in American English, used to, correct a mistake that you make with a pencil. And however, in Britain, that's called a rubber, right? Not an eraser, it's a rubber. You might need a flashlight, which is a light that you can, use to see in the dark. But in Britain, that flashlight would be called a torch. Now, to American people, a torch is like, literally, it's like fire on the end of a stick. You make a torch, out of a piece of wood and some gasoline, and you use a torch to explore an underground cave or something like that, right? Now, in Britain, the underground is actually what we call in America a subway, the underground. Now, a subway is underground. It's an underground train, and it's underground. But in Britain, it's the underground. It's the underground, right? That's the subway. So there's a little difference there. Now, to get to the subway, you have to go underground, and you take an elevator if you're in the United States or in America. But in Britain, you would be taking the lift, right? We don't call that, we don't use that term in America, but you'd have to take a lift to go underground or to go up into a building if you're in Britain. Now, in America, if the elevator were very, very crowded, you might have to wait a long time, and you have to wait in a line. You have to get in line to wait in a line. And you don't want to lose your place in line, right? You want to stay in line so that you can get on the elevator. But in Britain, you would form a queue, not a line, right? It's a queue. So that's another difference between American and British English. Another place you will find lines in America or queues in Britain is waiting for the restroom or the bathroom in America, which in Britain would be called the loo, right? Now, loo has no meaning in American English. Now, just because you're waiting to go to the loo or the bathroom doesn't necessarily mean you need to use the toilet. You might be there for a different reason. For example, maybe you're with a baby and the baby needs his diapers changed, right? So in America, we call them diapers, right? The babies wear. But in Britain, those would be called nappies, right? And there's no such thing as nappies in American English. Also, the baby might have a pacifier in his or her mouth, right, to keep him or her quiet from crying. And that would be called a dummy in British English. But in American English, the word dummy means stupid person, right? So there's lots of different meanings here going on. That's not the only item of clothing, like diapers or nappies, that show a difference. For example, in America, we wear pants, but in Britain, they wear trousers. And in America, we wear sneakers when we go outside and dress in a casual way or play sports. And in Britain, those would be called trainers, right? Now, that's not the only type of shoe where we see a difference. In America, you would wear a boot if you were going hiking. But in Britain, a boot actually is the trunk of a car, right? It's part of a car. And we call it the trunk in America. In Britain, it's called the boot. Another item of clothing is a bonnet, right? And a bonnet is an old-fashioned type of hat that women wear to protect them from the sun. But a bonnet in British English also has the meaning of, you know, the very front of the car, which is called the hood in America. So it's a hood and that's over the engine of the car that protects the engine. And in Britain, it's called a bonnet, right? Now, that's not the only difference in terms of cars. We also have the windshield in front, which in America protects you from flying bugs and other things when you're traveling fast. But in Britain, that's called a windscreen. And when you want to turn left or right, you use your blinker in America. But in Britain, you use the indicator, right? Wow, what's an indicator, an American might say. And finally, when you're on the road, you have to be careful because sometimes a big truck will come by. And wow, they're really scary because they're so big and they're carrying lots of weight. If you got hit, it would be very dangerous. But in Britain, those are called lorries, not trucks. So wow, lots of differences in British and American English. But the thing is, they're minor. They're very minor differences. And nowadays, most Americans do understand those British terms. And vice versa. British people will understand when they hear bathroom that Americans are talking about the loo. And when Americans hear the word lift, they know it means elevator. So there's not so many differences between the two dialects. But anyway, it's fun to be aware of them so that you know what the differences are when you hear them. Okay, take care.